Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, as part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a pleasure to introduce, for the first time on our countdown, Phil Ward from PAMTRAD. Hi Phil.
Hello there.
Okay, so you're obviously exhibiting at Site Village this year. So do you want to tell us a little bit about PAMTRAD first and what you're all about?
Well, PAMTRAD goes back about 14 years at the moment, but my involvement in people with visual impairment it goes back 37 years when I first started in this business. I'm a technical person and I was doing a job for the Ministry of Defence, which I wasn't too keen about doing, and preferred to direct my knowledge into helping people with disabilities rather than destroying them. So I love this job. The feedback is fantastic. Part of what I do, we design and build equipment to help people with visual impairment. Our name was originally PAMTRAD Customs Limited, meaning that we'll take any piece of equipment and we'll modify it if we can to help people with visual impairment. And it's been our aim all along then, just to help people with visual impairment.
Can you give us some examples, Phil, of some of the products that you've, or pieces of equipment that you've helped to adapt to help people?
Well, it goes back 35 years or so, but the more recent equipment that we have been designing and helping people with, one of the products is called the TVI, and we were asked by a major charity if we could design something that was available for everybody to afford, not just rich people, because we got a reputation in the business at one point of being over expensive. But we've designed this product called the TVI. It's something you just plug into the back of your television, and it basically is a CCTV electronic magnifier that you can read underneath, you can write underneath, it's got variable magnification. And we designed that and built it for £300. That's absolutely fantastic, we thought. Manufacturing costs we had to get done outside the country, but we gave everybody a choice of where they wanted it manufactured. Would they want it to be a little bit more expensive but built in the UK, or cut the cost and have it built in Asia? And the consensus was that get it built in Asia, because cost is a major factor. So cost to us is major points of designing a product. The other two are, it's got to be good quality and it's got to be easy to use. But that's the first one, the TVI. And then we had somebody who was going away and said, look, I want to take my unit with me. I haven't got a screen with me. My wife takes a computer. So we designed it to work with a computer, and that became the PCI, and that's £500. So, yeah, we just evolved as a company, and now we've just built, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, the Mercury.
Okay, so you're exhibiting at Site Village. So do you want to tell us what people can see on your stand this year?
Well, we've toned it down a little bit. We're not just going to put everything out. We're going to concentrate on the newer products, because a lot of people walk around Site Village and they see television screens and they think, oh, it's just another television screen, it's just another magnifier, and people are bombarded with screens. So this year, we're just concentrating on the new technology. So we're looking at innovative magnification systems that use existing technology like tablet technology. We're looking at text-to-speech technology that work with your computer rather than having to buy a whole new system, because some of this stuff is very expensive, but we want to try and put it over that it's not expensive and there are ways around it. A lot of people have got a computer at home that they bought, or the children bought for them, or they got a tablet and they just store their pictures on it. Well, you can do lots of other things with it as well. And this is what we're going to try and get over. So at Site Village, we're going to be showing Mercury, which is tablet technology. It turns a tablet, an Android tablet, into an electronic magnifier and a text-to-speech reader. So if you've identified something that you want to read, say in a newspaper, or you like just browsing what's coming in through the door, your letters and things like that, you can put your letter underneath, see what it actually says. If it's difficult to read, ask it to read it for you, and it will read it out for you. Plus, you've got all the facilities of the tablet that, that come with the tablet. So we're not taking anything away. We're just adding value to the bit we've already got. That's the Mercury. We will be showing Mercury for Windows for the very first time. There's no other product we know about in the world that will do this. And that is exactly the same thing on a Windows tablet. And this comes out at 12-inch screen. It's very neat. It sits on a coffee table or on your dining room table. We built it initially for students, but we've sold more of these units to elderly people because it looks so attractive. And it doesn't statement them. It doesn't make them feel out of place. You can use it on and off the stand. It's worth coming and having a look at Mercury.
So lots of new, exciting options for people. Will you be offering any kind of special offers or promotions at Site Village for people that are interested?
Yeah, we always offer an incentive for people to come and browse. It makes people want to come to the exhibitions because we've heard in the past that people are getting a bit fed up with exhibitions. They trudge around, everybody's got the same sort of thing. We're not like that. We try and be a little bit different. There is one other product that I'd just like to tell you about, and that's something called Aries. Now, remember the word Aries, because it's a text-to-speech reader. But in the past, text-to-speech readers have been a flatbed scanner. You put something on it, you touch a button, and it reads it out to you. And they're not always that accurate. But this one is super accurate. And Aries isn't just a text-to-speech reader. You put something underneath. You don't have to press any buttons. It reads it out automatically. So just take it, for instance, you're reading a book. You turn the page, and it will rescan it automatically because it senses that you're turning the page. And then it starts reading it out, and it will read two pages at a time. Now, just imagine that you get a letter through the door from the hospital or something like that. It'll read it out. It will recognize articles and then read the columns so it doesn't read across. It reads it out perfectly. And then you need further information on what you just read. Well, Aries is an intelligent assistant as well. And that's like asking the internet, can I do this? What's the weather going to be like on Friday? Or something else. With Aries, you can press a button. It'll ask you what your command is. You can ask it a question, and it will actually interrogate the internet and speak that answer back to you. So it's a bit like Siri on Apple or Alexa, but it's actually giving the blind person the opportunity to read and then to ask questions. So that's something worth looking for.
That sounds good. And I'm assuming that people will be able to demo these products on your stand.
They'll be able to try them out, yeah. We haven't got a massive stand this year, but we will have all the latest products there. And we might have two of each so people can come along and give it a whirl. And if you are coming to have a look at the text-to-speech, which we will be heavily focusing on, because adding text-to-speech to magnification nowadays is not a difficult job to do. So when you come down to Site Village, bring examples of what you can't read. Put it underneath and hopefully it'll read it. But you'll get an idea on how good these text-to-speech units are that we're providing. We had an example the other day. Somebody put a kitchen cleaner bottle underneath, read it perfectly. So this is the sort of thing that you'll be able to look for in the future, not just letters and magazines and newspapers, but everyday boxes, cooking instructions, things like that. You'll be able to put those underneath and it will read it out to you.
And for those people that aren't able to come along to Site Village this year, are there other ways that people can have access to demonstrating your products?
Yeah, we will go out. We've got a number of representatives around the UK and we'll go out and demonstrate the products to those people. We've got to be serious about it. We don't just go out to any willy-nilly. And if you can get a group of friends together, if you're involved in a group, and come out, we'll come out and give a presentation as well. That's all free of charge. We don't discriminate. If we can help a blind person or partially sighted person or somebody who's not quite sure on what they can do and what they can't do, we'll go out there and help them.
So if people want to get in touch with yourselves, Phil, how can they do that?
Well, our main office is in Nottingham, right in the centre of the country, so it's pretty easy to get around the country. And you can get us on 0115 981 6636. That's 0115 981 6636. Or you can send an email or text for an email to info@pamtrad, that's pamtrad.co.uk.
Just before we leave you, can you just give us a rundown of some of the prices of the equipment that you've talked about today?
Yeah, I can. The TVI that plugs into your television is £300. This is all on a 14-day money-back guarantee. The PCI that works with the computer and the television is £500. Now, the Mercury that I was talking about is that comes with the stand, tablet, software case, the lot, and that is £1,275, and that is cheaper than just an electronic magnifier on its own. Aries is a little bit different, and that is £1,650. So it's a little bit more because the extra feet is involved. But come down and ask. If you're in any doubt, drop us a line or call us.
That's great. Thanks very much for joining us, Phil, and for telling us a little bit about Pamtrad and what people can expect to see at Site Village on your stand this year.
Well, we've got a lot more than what I just spoke about. So basically, come down and have a browse.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.